July 18, 1926, why our Lord did not manifest the kingdom of his will when he came upon earth. My poor mind was thinking about what is written above, and my sweet Jesus continued on the same topic, telling me, "My daughter, see then, the necessity for me not to give the kingdom of my will and not to make it known when I came upon earth." I wanted to test the creature once again. I wanted to give her things inferior to those which I gave her in creation, remedies and goods to heal her. In fact, when I created man he was not ill, but healthy and holy, therefore he could very well live in the kingdom of my will. But as he withdrew from the supreme volition, he fell ill, and I came upon earth as the celestial doctor to see whether he would accept the remedies, the medicines for his illness. And after this test, then would I give him the surprise of manifesting the kingdom of my will, which I kept in my humanity, prepared for him. Those who think that our highest goodness and infinite wisdom would have left man with only the goods of redemption, without raising him again to the original state in which he was created by us, deceive themselves. In that case, our creation would have remained without its purpose, and therefore without its full effect, which cannot be in the works of a God. At the most, we might let centuries pass in turn, giving now one surprise, now another. Entrusting now one little good to the creature, now a greater one. We will act like a father who wants to give his property to his children, but these children have wasted much of the goods of their father. In spite of this, he is determined to give his property to his children, so he thinks of another device. He no longer gives large amounts to his children, but a little bit at a time, lira by lira. And as he sees that his children preserve that little, he keeps increasing the small amounts. Through this, they come to recognize the love of the Father and to appreciate the goods he entrusts to them, which they would not do before, when they had large amounts. This serves to strengthen them and to teach them how to preserve the goods received. So, once he has trained them, the father confirms his decision and gives his property to his children. Now, this is how the paternal goodness is acting. In creation I placed man in the opulence of goods, with no restriction at all. But only because I wanted to test him in something that did not cost him much, with an act of his will contrary to mine he wasted all these goods. But my love did not stop. More than a father, I began to give him a little at a time, and before that, to heal him. Many times one uses more attention with the little than when he possesses great things. In fact, if one possesses great properties and they are wasted, there is always something from which to take. But if the little is wasted, he remains on an empty stomach. However, the decision of giving the kingdom of my will to man I have not changed. Man changes, God does not change. Now things are easier, because the goods of redemption have made their way. They have made known many surprises of my love for man, how I have loved him, not by the fiat alone, but by giving him my very life, though my fiat costs me more than my very humanity, because the fiat is divine, immense, eternal, while my humanity is human, limited and has its beginning in time. However, not knowing in depth what the fiat means, its value, its power and what it can do, the human minds let themselves be conquered more by all that I did and suffered in coming to redeem them, not knowing that under my pains and my death there was my fiat, hidden, which gave life to my pains. Now, had I wanted to manifest the kingdom of my will, either when I came upon earth or before the goods of redemption would be recognized and, for the most part, possessed by creatures, my greatest saints would have been frightened. All would have thought and said, Adam, innocent and holy, was unable to live nor to persevere in this kingdom of endless light and of divine sanctity, how can we do it? And you yourself, how many times have you not become frightened? And trembling before the immense goods and the sanctity, fully divine, of the kingdom of the supreme fiat, you wanted to draw back, saying to me, Jesus, think of some other creature, I am incapable of this. you were not so much frightened by the suffering. Rather, many times you prayed me, you incited me to let you suffer. Therefore my more than paternal goodness acted with you as with a second mother of mine, from her I hid my conception in her womb. First I prepared her, I formed her, so as not to frighten her. And when the appropriate time came, in the very act in which I was to be conceived, then I made it known to her through the angel. And even though at first she trembled and was troubled, immediately she became serene again, because she was used to living with her God, in the midst of his light and before his sanctity. So I have done with you, for many years and years I hid from you that I wanted to form this supreme kingdom in you. I prepared you, I formed you, I enclosed myself in you, in the depth of your soul in order to form it. And when everything was done, I manifested the secret to you, I spoke to you about your special mission, I asked you in a formal way whether you wanted to accept living in my will. And even though you trembled and feared, I reassured you, saying to you, "We do you trouble yourself? Have you perhaps not lived with me until now in the kingdom of my will? And you, serene again, would make more of a practice of the living in it, and I would delight in expanding ever more the boundaries of my kingdom. Because it is established up to what point the creature must take possession of this kingdom, since its boundaries are endless, and the creature is incapable of embracing them all, because she is limited. And I, my love, yet, my fears have not completely ceased, and many times I am so frightened that I fear I might act like a second Adam. And Jesus, my daughter, do not fear, you have more help than Adam did, you have the help of a humanic God, and all his works and pains as your defense, as your support, as your corrige, which he did not have. Why, then, do you want to fear? Rather, be attentive to the sanctity that befits the living in this celestial kingdom, and on your happiness and fortune, because by living in it, one gaze of mine is enough for you, it is enough for you to hear one of my words alone to comprehend its goods. While for those who are outside, one can say that they understand only that the kingdom of my will exists, but as for what is inside of it, what it takes to comprehend it, they can just barely understand the alphabet of my will.